Today we're headed back into a room. It's not a big room, not a fancy room. It's a simple upstairs room in a random house in Jerusalem. This is the room where everything has already fallen apart. But today, something new is about to begin. Let's head in your Bible to John chapter 20. It's evening, the table is low, the room is quiet, really too quiet. The disciples are gathered close together. You can hear some whispers. Just 1 week ago, the disciples sat in this very same room and Jesus washed their feet. But tonight, everything feels different. You can feel the fear. The disciples and those gathered in the room keep looking at the door. You see, on Friday, Jesus was crucified on the cross. They took his body, laid him in the tomb, and they sealed the opening with a heavy stone. But this morning, something incredible happened. Mary went to the tomb and the giant, massive stone was rolled away. The tomb was empty and Jesus stood next to Mary. Jesus was breathing and talking and walking. Jesus is alive. You think the disciples would be celebrating, but tonight the disciples are scared. Verse 19 tells us that the disciples are together and the doors of the room are locked. Not just closed, they're locked up tight because the disciples are afraid. The disciples are confused. They don't know what's going to happen next. And then, in the blink of an eye, Jesus is standing right there in the room with them. Wait a second, the door is still locked. How did you get in here? The door never opened. No footsteps. Jesus is in the room. And the first thing that Jesus does is he speaks. Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Can you imagine this moment? Fear that turns into shock, and then that shock turns into joy and excitement. The living, breathing, walking and talking Jesus is with them alive. Jesus says, "Peace." And peace isn't just feeling calm. It's knowing that you are not alone anymore. When life feels scary, you can call out to Jesus and ask for his peace. The peace of Jesus also helps you focus in on what is true, even when everything seems out of control. So how about you today? What are you carrying right now? Do you need peace as you walk through school or tough times with your family or friends? But here's the bigger truth. This isn't just a magic trick. Jesus didn't just walk into the room. Jesus walked out of the grave so that you and I can live. You don't have to clean yourself up first. You don't have to wait until you're older or have everything figured out. Jesus is waiting for you right now with the free gift of salvation. All you need to do is say, "Jesus, come into my heart right now." That's all it takes. From fear to courage, from death to life, from locked doors to real peace, remember that Jesus loves you and Jesus died for you so that you can live each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.